Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. The Hudson Valley has one of the most diverse ecosystems. Its habitats, home to 85% of New York's vertebrate species, also are important for public health and economic opportunity. However, compared to other regions of the country, the valley's natural fabric is much more fragmented, posing a threat to its sustainability. What's more, climate change and extreme weather are beginning to stress our natural assets. It goes without saying, these treasures must be saved. To build momentum toward accomplishing this, Scenic Hudson has developed a new Hudson Valley conservation strategy. Generated from a cutting-edge computer model, the strategy targets protection of properties critical for helping the region's natural areas withstand rising sea level and other climate-related threats. Specifically, it defines a network of lands whose conservation would accomplish three important goals. First, maximize the ability of valley habitats to adapt to changing conditions. Second, ensure pathways exist for species to move across the landscape. And third, conserve the region's family-owned farms, which provide food as well as vital habitat. To make the region truly climate resistant, the Hudson Valley Conservation Strategy pinpoints 760,000 acres, just 16% of the area's total landmass, that it designates as irreplaceable. Some good news from the data is that numerous sweet spots exist. These are places where multiple conservation goals can be met with targeted investments. For example, in the Hudson Highlands, the strategy identifies properties whose preservation would knit together lands previously conserved. The plan also identifies optimal ways to connect the Catskills Forest Preserve to the ridges, streams, and wetlands near the Hudson River in Ulster and Greene counties. Facilitating our efforts to achieve the goals of this strategy, the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation has awarded Scenic Hudson a $2.3 million challenge grant. It provides the organization with $2 million for land purchases and $300,000 for coordinating and implementing the initiative. Scenic Hudson must raise $10 million as a match to receive the grant dollars. We've already begun sharing the strategy with state and local governments and other land trusts to ensure conservation investments maximize benefits and are built on collaboration. The Hudson Valley Conservation Strategy marks another step in Scenic Hudson's work to advance science-based land analysis to ramp up successes in achieving on-the-ground results. It complements and builds upon our existing Saving the Land That Matters Most campaign, as well as our Food Shed Conservation Plan, which seeks to safeguard family farms that provide fresh food for the Hudson Valley and New York City. We're so grateful to the Doris Duke Foundation for its vision and generosity in supporting our latest pioneering roadmap for land conservation. In awarding us the grant, the foundation not only recognizes Scenic Hudson's leadership in regional land preservation efforts, but the role land conservation will play in helping communities nationwide withstand the impacts of climate change. With best wishes for a happy end of summer, this is Ned Sullivan signing off.